All right, so I'm revealing all the mysteries, and the devil's not happy about it, because once you see through this game, you're free, because it's a game. And so if you look at the Thor movie, where you had the evil sister, which was the Helena, was her name, Helena, Hel, and she could create swords out of her hand, and so Thor threw his hammer at her, and she grabbed and just destroyed the hammer, you know. He said, that's impossible. Anyway, long story short. You compare that, and you look at her hairdo, and you look at the reboot cartoon. If you watch the reboot cartoon, you'll see you had one of the guys, he was one guy, I think, I don't know if his name, it was, there was one guy called Glitch, there was one guy, the red versus blue, then you had the Dot Matrix, they called her Dot, she ran a restaurant, and there was a electronic robot that was in the restaurant. Cecily is the name of the robot, waiter or waitress or whatever. And so you look at all the words and all the comparisons, and you look at the red versus blue around, you see it's just a game. There's nothing new. There's no new movie. There's no new music. There's no new story. You're just repeating the same stuff over and over. The black, white, and red is everywhere. The red versus blue. The dot matrix. The machine. Matter. Materium. Horizontal. Moving to vertical. The flesh mind. Moving to the spirit mind. Encoded everywhere at all times. So your car, when you're driving down the road, it's air in the tire. Tear is tire, tear, tire, king of tire, king of the flesh mind. So when you stick your hand over into the kingdom of darkness, the king of tire can mess with you. But as long as you're walking in the spirit, king of tire can't come over to the kingdom of light. So the king of tire is using his system to try to encroach upon your freedoms and bring you into slavery and bondage, right? And so there's a lot of flesh creatures around you, narcissists, Jezebels, Delilahs, con artists, people trying to get at you into debt, fear, doubt, worry, and all that stuff. These are flesh creatures. They're under the kingdom of Tyre. They don't know it. They can actually be going to church and claim to be saved. But they're so flesh-minded, and everything that comes out of their mouth is worldly wisdom, so you know they're of the king of Tyre, the king of the flesh. And so the less you yoke up down here with anything in this material machine, it's a machine, right? Trying to conform you into the image of the devil is what it is. But greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. So the king of Tyre is the king of the flesh mind. The devil. That old devil, that old serpent. And where does that come from? It goes back to the snake on the cross. Jesus became sin for us and rose from the dead. But the snake has to be nailed to the cross. Look and live, Moses said. As the Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but ever have everlasting life. Look and live, 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 look and live. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our salvation. So he's not just the finisher, he's the author. He wrote it. God wrote many books. There's many books. Somebody was asking me something today, and I proceeded to tell her what we're in. You're under the blue letter sky because you're under the law, the flesh. Right around you is green grass and green trees. Why? It's reptilian nature, greenhorns. There was a TV show that they always had a greenhorn show up every year, and one of them, I think, died out in the Alaska Ocean. He just fell off the ship and he was gone. Greenhorns. So how do you rise up as a greenhorn? You have to go through the process. It's not going to happen overnight. So you got to move from green through the yellow, which is the cross, and get under the blood, which is the red. And so to move away from greenhorn to be an expert, it takes some sacrifice. And so to move out of the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, you're going to have to renew your mind. It is not easy, people. Renewing your mind when you're in the middle of it, when everybody around you is of the kingdom of the dark, and you're of the kingdom of light, and you're renewing your mind. It's hard to renew your mind whenever the music, the TV. When I cut the music off, that was it. It was done. See, the reason it's so hard to cut the music off is because the devil uses the music to put thoughts in your mind. That old devil, that old serpent, the devil. He's a master deceiver. He had music in his body just like you do. He had musical instruments in his body just like you do. That's why they're called organs. You have organs in your body. You have a pipe in your body. Musical instruments. And so the devil's going to use music especially to keep you blinded to what's really happening. As you slowly wake up out of this cutting field and see what's really happening, blows your mind. It's like, wow. God wrote many books, okay? So I was proceeding to tell her that the stars are the two. So the stars go around the earth, right? Rotate around, and it's a projection. It's like one of those things you used to look at as a kid, and you just turn it, cyclorama or something like that. But anyway, it's a cycle, and the stars go around, and it's a projection. So it's a 2D surface book written in the stars, and it's projected into the earth as a 3D. And so the blue skies, letter law. The sun gives you vitamin D. D is the door. Jesus is the door. And so moon mints blood, red, because blood goes back to the blood of Jesus. The cycles repeat, just like the cycles of time and the cycles on your car and your clock and all. So time is a cycle, cyclic. Nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be. What has been shall be. That's why you have different gifts in the body, and one dies and another one gets the gift. They're different people, but they have the same spiritual gift. Like the spirit of Elijah can happen in multiple people. Who are you? Are you Elijah? They said. No, I'm one crying in the wilderness, but he had the spirit of Elijah. Same thing. He had the spirit of Elijah. And God, if God is calling somebody, just like he called Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees, if God is calling somebody to some kind of spiritual calling, he'll do whatever he can to break them from the identity of that old bloodline to his new identity. They'll either leave the city, they'll leave their family, or the family will leave and they'll be stuck, or they'll go into military or whatever. They will be pulled out of a Jezebel situation. If they have the spirit of Elijah, they will be pulled out of Jezebel's snare by God Almighty, one way or the other. If you're called to be a saint, and you're born inside the Adams family, If you're called to be a saint and you're born in the Adams family, God is going to pull you out of that Adams family and that chaos and that insanity. And you think that it's just coincidence or it's your choice or whatever. No, God is removing you from the Jezebel. Just like Abraham was called out of the Ur of the Chaldees. Nothing new under the sun. Everything repeats. So when I watch a situation and I see people moving around and changing and going here, going here, whatever it is, there's changes in life to move a person away from a bad situation. It's always happening. God is removing his elect out of Babylon. And a lot of times there's such a stronghold, especially if you're born in it, it's hard to even know what you're in. That's all you know. If you're born in Babylon, so let's say you're born in a family, it's a bloodline of so you had Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So Noah cursed Ham's son, Canaan. And so if you're born in that lineage of Ham, but you're not of them, God has to do a major work to pull you out, right? God is pulling you out. And so God is pulling his elect out of Babylon, and you're sitting there shaking your head saying, what's going on? What's going on? What do you mean what's going on? God is pulling you out of Babylon. Why do I have to give up everything and nobody else is? Because they're of the world. They don't have to. They hang on to this place like nobody's business. Everything down here is, that's where they get their identity, down here. But God is cutting everything out of my life. Yeah, he's cutting everything out of your life because this is not your home. You're strangers and pilgrims down here. It's like living in a tent. Your body's a tent. The poles in your body, the bones in your body are poles, and your skin is stretched over the tent, the temple. Tent means temple. So your body is a temple. It's a tent. It's a moving tent. You move around. You know, you have no stable. This place is temporary. To try to get your identity down here is stupid because it changes with the wind. It's fickle. But to get your identity in eternal truths, eternal identity, that's where you want to be, you know, the eternal. So what happens is two people get married and both of them had their bloodline habits and personalities. And so they come together and God is using that other person to change them, but they resist it because they're not used to a different perspective, you know, or a different outlook in life. And so God uses those two people to push out the baby, to get them to change into a new identity. So everything happening, it doesn't have to just be marriage, but it could be a job, it could be just life in general, is to get your worldview to look at life from eternal, not temporal. The temporal is sinking sand. You don't get your identity down here. And so what's happening down here? So the earth is like a pocket universe. It's like a kangaroo carrying around a pouch, or it's your pocket, like your clock. Your pocket watch goes in your pocket, right? Pocket watches will probably come back in style soon because everything repeats, comes back in style. So the pocket watch goes in your pocket. Why? Because it's a pocket universe. Time is a pocket universe. And so why is it a pocket universe? Because it's a birthing. The reason the kangaroo puts the baby in the pouch is because it's a pocket universe to keep the baby safe. And so the earth is the birthing of the flesh mind. And God said, I'm going to create a people. And the devil's mad because man is pure evil, born in sin. Man is vile and wicked, but God, the Holy Spirit, can change you over time. God is going to cleanse his elect saints. God is going to purify and make you holy, separate by his spirit, by his word, by the repeat, by the cycle, by the washing machine, by the dryer. He brews you. He brews. He's brewing his church. Setting you apart. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. So you're in a pocket universe to protect you. covered by the blood, which is the moon in typology, covered by the law, the blue sky, because the letter killeth and the spirit gives life. So you're in the flesh, and so there's a lot of flesh creature around you, and the only thing a flesh creature knows is law. The gravity of the matter is you're born underneath the blue letter sky to cut out the old flesh mind, and that's why every day cycle repeat is designed to cut out things in your lives that shouldn't be there. But you struggle because those blue bloods, they think they can be good enough, and so they work real hard to be good enough before God. But you realize after struggling enough, after sweat, blood, sweat, and tears, Lord, I can't be good enough. I can't do it. He says, now I got you where I want you because you cried out to me. So you got to learn a new truth about walking in the Spirit. So just like your car floats down the highway on air, not without the air in the tire is flat. So you float down the highway of life by the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. What is the walking in the Spirit? Is it rule keeping? No, because you found out rule keeping don't work. You can't keep the rules. But you can rise above the rules by the power of God, which is what? Love and truth. So if you walk in love, you don't do harm to your neighbor. If you walk in truth, you don't believe the lies of the devil or the system. So you rise above the gaslighting. You rise above the lies. You rise above hatred. You realize when you look out at others, you're just looking at a different version of yourself on the same journey. You might look at somebody and they're in their past. They're in your past. You might look at somebody and they're in your future. Or you might look at somebody and they're on the same page right now, but there's different stages to your walk. I'm actually driving to a Subway that don't require a mask just to get some food. Now, ain't that a shame? I have to go all the way 10 minutes just to get some food where I can sit down in a restaurant and not wear a mask. Now, how crazy is that? That's some crazy stuff right there. So when you realize and wake up that all the cartoons, all the movies, all the music, all of it is the flesh versus the spirit, teaching you how to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. And the walking in the spirit is not rule-based living under law. Walking in the spirit is the Holy Spirit teaching you to walk above the law, which is love and truth. Because if you walk in love or agape, you're not going to do evil towards your neighbor. If you walk in truth, you're not going to be deceived by the devil and his minions and his games and your own lies. So you have to take the word and you have to die to your own understanding and walk in the truth. Most people want to believe their bloodline lies, their culture lies. They want to make a kingdom down here and they forget they're strangers and pilgrims. There's no kingdom down here. That's why when I invest in the stock market now, I'm not really investing in stocks. I'm investing in how do I explain it? I know how this system works. It's a cycle. Up and down, up and down. So you might say, I'm going to invest in this stock for life. No, you're not. That stock is not going to grow forever. It doesn't matter if it's an ETF has a possibility because it has many businesses. But if a business crashes and burns through legal means or economy or whatever, the ETF has more stability than just one business by itself. But you're not going to have something that lasts forever down here. Everything rusts, everything falls down, everything rots, everything falls apart. Eventually, marriage, eventually somebody dies or there's a divorce. There's nothing permanent down here except for God's Word, the Holy Spirit, the truth. Let's see if I can get here before it starts pouring down the rain. So there's nothing permanent down here. It's all a cycle, repeat, and it's regeneration. recreation, moment by moment, is a recreation. So if the recreation's happening all the time, you can be recreated moment by moment.